Welcome to the pod, sports pod. I gotta get my name right. I don't actually do this thing. Welcome to the sports pod. I'm Curtis, and I'm going to talk about sports. I've been listening to, I found out about podcasting 3 days ago. I finally got into the RSS stuff, and somehow a podcast reference came up, followed it along, and there's old Ab Curry, who I have, take this the right way, intimate memories of from my teenage years of watching Madonna roll around on the floor to Lucky Star. Adam's got a special place in my heart. Anyway, Adam, I listened to your show the last few days and catching up on the source code, and it's awesome. It's awesome. This whole technology is awesome. Your evangelizing is right on. Yeah, this is a great technology. So let me move on. Let's get down to what this is all about. This podcast, which I'm calling Sports Pod with Curtis. The Red Sox, wicked awesome. How do you like them apples? Yeah, man, that was awesome. Come back 3-0. Come back 3-0. Who does that? Nobody has done that in baseball. Nobody's done that in basketball. Nobody's done it. That doesn't happen in football. But hockey, it's happened a couple times. Who cares about puck? A few people here and there, a few good knocks, okay. Puck's not, puck is just, what are they doing? Batman, what? I thought Batman was like the next Stern, Dave Stern, but apparently not, Who knows what's going on there? Anyway, 3-0, they come back, and the drama of Pete Martin, Pedro, the drama of Shill being, who thought he would come back and pitch again? Nobody. He makes that comment at the, there's nothing better, there's nothing better I'd like to do than shut up 50,000 Yankee fans or whatever it was. And then he gets his ass handed to him on a silver platter. And, that series was just epic. There's nothing that can hold a candle in that series. That's the greatest series of all fucking time. And I'm not even a huge Red Sox fan. I'm sort of a Red Sox fan. I lived in Boston for a couple of years, so I gained a little affinity for the Red Sox. I'm an LA guy. I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a Lakers fan. And, my American League team is the Angels, but after the Angels, it's the Red Sox. Okay, so I had the Red Sox back after they beat the Angels. And, it's just the drama of the Yankees and the Red Sox. The curse of the Bambino. And they did it. So, kudos to the Red Sox. There were some interesting things that came out during the series. And, what a better day to start my sports pod. I gotta get that. That's not really rolling off my tongue yet. But, the sports pod with Curtis. I need some sound effects. Okay, anyway. Where was I? Okay, I was listening to Romy the other day. I love Romy. I'm a closet clone. I followed Romy for over a decade, and we're from the same part of the world. Grew up maybe 15 miles from each other. So I'm sure he's going to be, as big a fan of mine as I am of his. Anyway, let me play through this clip.
Curtis, trying to get away with something there with that voice. What
was
the take on
that? It was freaking so unprofessional to Joe. But you want to know something? The way to look at it, you would never see Derek Jeter doing something like that. Ever. That's how it is. You guys, Derek Jeter's a pro. He's a class act. That play was anything but class.
Okay, so, Shill just basically told or A-Rod a new one. He said some more stuff after that, and he hammered him. I mean, A-Rod, the poster boy for baseball, clean as a whistle, but come on, that was a bush play. Putting up your hand, lapping the ball away, it was bush. He did what he had to do. It wasn't bush. It was bush play. And like Romy said, arguing the play afterwards when he knew he just, he knew it. He knew he fucking broke the rule. So that was bush. And, just watching, the comment he made afterwards, quote, I told, the umpire, that I don't want them to have more meetings because every time they have a meeting, it goes against the Yankees. Give me a break. Fucking admit that you fucked up. Admit that you should not have argued to play. And then Torrey's saying, oh, you should, you know, he owns the baseline. Just admit that they got the call right, and that's it. Okay, move on. Don't try and spin around it. What else is going on in sports? Anyway, Game 7 today, between the Cardinals and Cardinals and the Astros. Roger Clemens, the Rocket on the mound. These two clubs are just mashing. What? This is going to be a great series. This is two walk-off homers in a row, and they've never been a walk-off homer since like 88 or something like that. So it's a great series. Again, it doesn't hold candles to the Red Sox and the Yankees, but it's still a great series. And it'll be interesting to see if Clemens, how many pitches. I'm sure he's going to come out. I'm sure he's going to have a good outing. And they will. It'll be great to see if the Astros win. We'll get to see Roger in Fenway. Excuse me. Following the Kobe Shaq Phil triangle, still, I'm a Laker fan. Phil made some comments. You know, he obviously has a book coming out. And Phil came out on ESPN yesterday at an interview and saying, you know, I guess he said what he said to Mitch Kupchak. Said something like, this kid won't listen to me talking about Kobe. This kid won't listen to me anymore. If he's going to be here, then I got to go. You know, I'm sure he said that. I'm sure he didn't mean it. I'm sure he would have stuck around. And if Buss wanted him back, I'm sure Kobe would have had that. I think he said that in a fit of anger, you know. And he probably said a lot of things. He probably said Kobe's, you know, some, you know, he's saying things like, oh, he could have been the heir apparent to MJ. Well, you know, and now he's appearing just like a callous something or other. I think he is still going to be incredible. You know, I still think he's going to reach MJ status, okay? A little Laker myopia on my part. What else is there going on in sports? I'll pull up a little ESPN. Talking here. Talking about Tim Duncan. He is all of a sudden outspoken. The Wallflowers outspoken. What would you say here? Okay, I'm quoting from ESPN.com. This guy asked him about Shaq's departure from the Lakers. Duncan said, quote, I don't really care. I'm so tired of that freaking question. Okay. Timmy's coming out and trying to be little Charles, as this writer says. This is Mark Stein. Mark Stein's a good writer. I like his stuff. Mark Stein says, honest, funny, and candid. That's a Barkley-esque trifecta. Kenny Martin is... I love hoops. Kenny Martin is... he's playing with, the Nuggets, yeah. They should be good. They're going to be good. Even though, he's definitely a mature ball player, but he was immature on the Olympic team. And it'll be interesting to see. I know he had some incident with a woman. I think it was an abuse type thing. I don't know what it was exactly. Alright. Oops. Excuse me. Get a phone call. Hello? Yeah. What's up? You are. Listen to Romy. That's great. I'm not listening to him right now, but you know what I'm doing? I'm recording a podcast. Yeah. It's my first one. It's called the Sports Pod. Yeah. It is. It's for the world. You're on right now. Yeah. What? It's like Pooper Doozad's episode. I know. during one another. I'm supposed to be. Alright. I'll talk to you soon, man. Bye bye. Alright, that was my good friend, who's a huge Red Sox fan, and she's finally converted. I finally converted her to listen to Romy. She was just telling me to listen to Romy, so. Anyway. I think I'm ready to sign off. This has been really fun, and I'm hoping to do. I have no idea what my schedule will be for doing this. But, yeah, this may be the last one. Who the hell knows? This is Curtis signing off from the Sports Pod.